ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Simone Biles winning another gold in Paris. Today's medal in the vault. That's her third gold in the Paris Games and the seventh in her career. Also in the vault, American Jade Carey took the bronze. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoking the controversial plea deal for the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks and two of his accomplices putting the death penalty back on the table. Austin says he's taking over responsibility for the cases. Now that she's earned enough delegates to become the Democratic nominee,
Vice President Harris is wasting no time. Next week, along with her new running mate, she'll be hitting seven battleground states in just 5 days. And former President Donald Trump is also hitting critical battlegrounds. Tonight, he's rallying with J.D. Vance in Georgia.
ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. A big storm brewing in the Caribbean heading straight for Florida. It's likely to reach tropical storm strength tonight, and Florida officials have already declared a state of emergency. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice taking aim at TikTok over how it allegedly handles private information provided by minors. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
The DOJ says TikTok violated that law, that the company knowingly allowed children under 13 to create accounts in the regular TikTok versus on the app's kids mode, claiming they were collecting data the way they do with adult users and letting kids view adult content. The lawsuit also claims TikTok collected children's personal information, including email addresses, without their parents' consent when using kid mode accounts.
Four wildfires in Colorado are raging, scorching 11,000 acres and killing one and forcing thousands of evacuations. The Quarry Fire is being investigated as arson, and authorities have asked for tips. In California, forecasts of thunderstorms and lightning making fighting the Park Fire treacherous, with nearly 6,400 firefighters on the scene. The fire is spreading more than 624 square miles, and arson suspect is in custody. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, very warm and muggy with a high of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog late, a slight chance of a shower well after midnight with a low of 64. And Sunday, partly sunny and still quite warm, a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high of 87. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds around 2 miles per hour, and it's 83 degrees.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship combines with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Schmidt Woodland Hills has efficiency and 1- and 2-bedroom apartments available for immediate occupancy. If you have been thinking that now might be the right time to downsize and simplify your life, our apartment community might be just what you're looking for. Many features and services are available, including a variety of floor plans, parking garages, weekly housekeeping, fully equipped kitchens, utilities, and flexible meal plans. Not sure our apartments are within your reach? Take some time and let us show you just how affordable apartment living can be. Call now, 608-647-8931, and ask for Bobby Stolz.
Good afternoon. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1206. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An Illinois man died following a crash with a utility tractor. Anthony Masuki, 81, of Marengo, Illinois, was maintaining recreational trails on private property in the town of Arena when he lost control of the tractor. The Iowa County 911 Center received a call around 1 o'clock Friday afternoon of a possible deceased man next to a subcompact utility tractor. Anthony Masuki was ejected from the tractor and died from his injuries. More than 20 Wisconsin communities will split more than $20 million for public improvement projects. The grant money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is going to low to moderate income communities with fewer than 50,000 people. Projects include improvements and repairs to streets, water, sewer, and drainage systems. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing an emergency fuel waiver to alleviate shortages in 4 states whose gasoline supplies have been impacted by the shutdown of an ExxonMobil refinery in Illinois. ExxonMobil shut down the refinery last month when severe weather swept through the region. The waiver for Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin will continue through August 20th. A judge has refused to put on hold his ruling that allows disabled people in Wisconsin to be emailed absentee ballots at home in November's presidential election in the closely watched battleground state. Republicans asked the judge to not enforce his ruling while their appeal is pending, but Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell Thursday rejected their arguments, saying putting his ruling on hold would inflict significant harm on both the disability rights advocates and the public interest. It will now be up to the state appeals court to decide whether to pause the ruling before the November 5th election. Former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush will join an effort to commemorate America's 250th anniversary in 2026. They're highlighting the initiative's attempts to build bipartisan momentum in an era of extreme political polarization. The former presidents and first ladies, Michelle Obama and Laura Bush, will serve as honorary national co-chairs of America 250. That's an organization created by Congress in 2016 to oversee the celebration. The effort will formally launch July 4th, 2026, during an MLB game in Milwaukee between the Milwaukee Brewers and Chicago Cubs. The commission's leaders hope bringing together the two recent Democratic and Republican presidents will serve as an example of bipartisan cooperation. The Wisconsin Tuition Promise will fund a new cohort of students starting in fall 2025. Students who come from families earning $55,000 or less annually will be able to attend one of 11 UWs without having to pay tuition or fees. UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee separately operate their own Tuition Promise programs. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman made the announcement Friday. An estimated 1,300 students starting in fall 2025 are expected to qualify for the program. The amount of last dollar financial aid provided will depend upon the exact number of students who are assisted. The Tuition Promise is a last dollar program, which means that it pays for tuition and fees that remain after a student's federal, state, and private financial aid is exhausted. Students will still need to pay for housing, food, and other costs of attendance. Among other Tuition Promise eligibility requirements, students must be Wisconsin residents, complete a FAFSA, and meet academic progress standards. A $5 million grant from the Ascendium Education Group is funding the new cohort. The University's of Wisconsin administration will provide a matching $5 million. Additional support will come from the 11 participating universities, which will work closely with students as they progress toward graduation. More information on eligibility requirements for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise can be found at wisconsin.edu/tuition-promise/2025-Wisconsin-Tuition-Promise. It's 84 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1210. Our news will continue in a moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's 84 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1212. Scams across the country are increasing and becoming more common. Not only individuals need to be cautious with their personal information and money transactions, businesses need to be as well. Small businesses are the prime target, usually involving false government information received. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection.
We've seen that a number of small business owners have been getting invoices and tax documents that claim to require payment for labor posters, annual reports, articles of incorporation, and beneficial ownership information. And they are actually soliciting that you make payment for a much higher price than if you just do this independently on your own with the appropriate agency.
Business owners should beware before sending any money or information asked to be sent. There are warning signs to look for to avoid falling victim to a scammer.
Please beware if you are a small business owner or work for a small business that federal documents related to business filings usually do not have additional fees, and all state documents can be acquired through the website of their respective agencies. So you don't have to respond to these postcards and solicitations that you're getting in order to obtain your documents for such high dollar values that they are posting them from. And we actually hope that these businesses report these types of mailings to Consumer Protection to make us aware of who is circulating these in our state.
Reinen explains why small business owners are targeted more than other businesses.
The small businesses tend to be targeted quite a bit because those owners and employees wear so many hats in the business and may not have really well-documented procedures because it's just a few people working there and so they just handle everything. That is one reason why they are specifically targeted.
If you are a business owner and have received false government documents or are a victim of a fake government notice scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction concluded yesterday on WRCO-FM. It was a great week for Grace and area cancer patients who will benefit from the generosity of bidders as well as those who donated items for the auction. Bo Hendricks has the total from the week.
Let's take a look at all the days and then we'll tell you the total. Day one, we raised $1,600. Day two, $2,410. Day three, $2,830. Day four, $2,735. And day five, $3,425, meaning we raised an even $13,000 for Grace.
Winning bidders can pick up items at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center. The office will be open today from 1 to 6. If you have questions, call 608-604-8255. That's 604-8255. Only two performances remain of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's production of The Music Man at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. See the love story of Professor Harold Hill, a lovable con man who promises to bring a boys band to River City, Iowa, and the local piano teacher, Marion Peru. The play includes songs such as You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Till There Was You. The live music is provided by a full pit orchestra with 16 musicians, a barbershop quartet singing a variety of songs, including Light of Rose, and various dances by the cast. Performances of The Music Man will be held at the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight at 7 and tomorrow afternoon at 2. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for those under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. Today's vital statistics are next.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Today is Saturday, August 3rd. Gary Allen Slayback, 76 of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the local Military Honor Guard unit will be held this afternoon at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13, Richland Center. Gary Slayback is survived by his sister, Rita Thielman and Ed Berry, niece and nephews, great nieces and nephews, aunt, uncle, cousins, and special friends. Gary Allen Slayback, 76 of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Knabel is survived by three sons, Greg and Tina Knabel, Mark and Joni Knabel, and Brian and Julie Knabel. Seven grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, 14 step-great-grandchildren, a brother, Harold McCoy, sisters-in-law, Glee and Charles Hubbard, and Carolyn Knabel. Also many other relatives and friends. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center. Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, August 10th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home next Saturday, August 10th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday, August 17th at 11 o'clock at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday, August 17th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Phil Phippen is survived by his wife Kay, five children, Kim and Steve Gartner, Colleen Zimmerman and Todd Schneider, Debbie Murphy, John and Stacy Phippen, and Anson and Danny Staver. 11 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Frank Phippen, father-in-law, Clarence Taplin, brothers-in-law, Kent Taplin, Richard and Millie Taplin, Ken and Donna Kurtz, and Daniel Kurtz. Sisters-in-law, Joan Phippen, Carol Taplin, Patty Kurtz, and Cynthia Kurtz. Also many other relatives and friends. Phil Phippen, age 82.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from five shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jerry and Donna Sims, Scott and Lisa Bailing, Cody and Kay Keene, Nick and Jen Rogstad, Rick and Tina Jones, and Tim and Donna Calder. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly have had a lot of sunshine so far today. A little bit hazy as some wildfire smoke from Canada drifts down across the region. Otherwise, it will remain warm and sticky out there through tomorrow. We are watching a weak cool front stretching across North Dakota, Minnesota toward upper Michigan. There are some pockets of thunderstorms with that across northern Minnesota, which are on the heavy side. They're expected to dive south into eastern Minnesota this evening, maybe clipping far northwest Wisconsin. The system will weaken substantially before getting to us, but it could be just enough of a boundary to kick up some spotty showers and thunderstorms around here tomorrow afternoon or evening. That system will stall out, and then low pressure will come in from the west and ride along it Monday into Monday night. Should produce quite a large area of rain across Wisconsin Monday afternoon into early Tuesday. Some of that could be fairly heavy, and the current thinking is the heaviest will fall over central Wisconsin, where up to 2 inches will be possible. Behind that, overall, slightly cooler weather for much of next week. So the rest of today, look for mostly sunny skies, very warm and muggy conditions, high temperatures in the upper 80s, the wind variable, close to 5 miles per hour, partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog later, with a slight chance of a shower well after midnight, low at 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still rather warm, 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms by late afternoon, high about 87. Wind from the southwest, close to 5. Sunday night, there's a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low at 67. Monday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. High near 81 degrees. The outlook for Tuesday, a small chance of showers around daybreak. Otherwise, clearing skies and lowering humidity. High temperatures in the mid-70s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm late. High near 77. Thursday, partly sunny and cooler. High 72. Have a great afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 88, our low this morning was 67. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 85. The record high for this date, set in 1988, is 98. The record low, 45, was set in 1966. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 67. Sunset tonight will be at 8:21 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:54. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 2 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 29.97 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. you might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. What a great way to kick things off here on Saturdays with Simo, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Sing a Song. How are we doing today? Love that tune. Love Earth, Wind, and Fire. We have a sing set going on right now. So our next tune, of course, is The Carpenters with a Joe Raposo tune. Sing.
Sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad.
from their Revolver album song written by John. Those are the Beatles with "And Your Bird Can Sing." In reading about that particular tune, I've got a great book that Lyric gave me called The Beatles, A Hard Day's Right, the stories behind the song. Really great resource for me to use here. It says that John wrote this song as kind of a dig toward Paul, because in 1966, when they were doing this album, Paul was really doing a lot of listening to different types of music, Indian music, classical, electronic, and, you know, he was just starting to experience some things that were not familiar to him, and he really enjoyed that journey that he was taking. And Paul felt a little insecure because, as a former art student, John felt that that was kind of his territory to explore, and Paul shouldn't be doing that. So there are a lot of digs toward Paul in there that apparently Paul didn't really realize at the time. He just thought, oh, this is a nice song, let's do this. So yeah, there we go. Your Bird Can Sing. Here are Diana Ross and the Supremes with The Temptations. They are singing Sing a Simple Song.
Thank you.
Sing, a simple song tune written by Sly Stewart of Sly and the Family Stone. Great recording there, featuring Diana Ross and the Supremes along with The Temptations. All right, it's time to take our first commercial break, so we will do that quickly. I want to thank the sponsors of our show this Saturday afternoon. I want to thank WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you very much to each of our sponsors this afternoon. And when we come back, we're going to keep the singing tunes singing. Starting things off with a tune called And That Gang That Sang, Heart of My Heart, featuring Don Cornell, Alan Dale, and Johnny Desmond.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Gone from our sight, but never from our hearts, is a familiar quote that can help ease the pain of loss. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. The grieving process doesn't end with the funeral. We encourage you to remember grieving friends and families with a note, phone call, or an invitation to be part of your plans and outings. It is also important to reach out on special occasions like birthdays or anniversaries, especially during the first year following a loss. We're here to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. I am happy to announce that Walsh's will be having the Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale today. Buy a bucket and get 20% off things that fit in it. Some exclusions apply. On Saturday only in Muscadet, the Dark Knight will be at the store. Come in dressed in your superhero costume and you are eligible to win prizes. So come in and help us surpass last year's goal. As always, we appreciate your business and please stop in and help the kids.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
How important is family support and affection to you? The answer is obvious. It's a basic need, most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Love is the foundation of everything we do here. We have staff who live among our residents, looking after their changing needs, knowing their habits, their preferences, sharing their joys and sorrows. Harvest Guest Home provides personal care and supervision to older adults. But beyond personal care is the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
Mark your calendars for this Tuesday's fourth annual National Night Out and K9 5K Run Walk at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Enjoy first responder and organization displays, food trucks, and activities for all ages, including the Run Walk. Register today for the K9 5K on the Partners for Prevention of Richland County website. Support the city and county K9 units and meet amazing K9s Teddy, Lucy, and Aaron. It's a night to celebrate partnerships in Richland County to promote health and safety for all. They hope to see you there.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody. It's my favorite. Heart of my heart brings back a memory. Remember when we were kids on the corner of the
the street. We were rough and ready guys, but oh, how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, meant friends were dearer than eggs were cheaper. It's too bad we had to part. If once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of My Heart.
Hey, Johnny, I love those old-time songs, don't you?
Sure, Don, they make you feel like singing, don't they, Alan?
Oh, yeah, why don't we get everybody to join?
Hey, that's a good idea. Everybody sing
Heart of My Heart.
Heart of My Heart.
The gang that sang Heart of My Heart. Don Cornell, Alan Dale, and Johnny Desmond from 1954. We've got another one in our sing set. This is Louis Prima and his orchestra with a cover of a tune by Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa. This is Louis Prima and Sing, Sing, Sing.
I
town. Everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know. Oh, baby, oh, sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La-di-da, oh, now you're singing with a swing.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, we have a chance to find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning? Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late. We should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
From the 1972 Irwin Allen production, The Poseidon Adventure. That was Maureen McGovern with a song that won an Academy Award for Best Original Song, The Morning After. Maureen McGovern with that. That song hit number one in the U.S. for 2 weeks during August of 1973. It's 1 o'clock, so we need to take a break for station identification. I have a female artist set happening right now, and these are females who sang songs from film. So we're going to come back and hear a little bit of Barbara Streisand after we identify ourselves.
Saturdays with